Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate this votive mass in honor of Saint Simon of Lipnica. And what this celebration teaches us is that saints tend to make saints. That is, the example of the saints, their lives, their words, their writings, devotion to them, all tends to make other saints. And that's what we see in the life of Saint Simon. His entry in the Roman Martyrology reads, July 18th at Krakow in Poland, Saint Simon of Lipnica, priest of the Order of Minors, who, famous for his preaching and devotion towards the name of Jesus, was moved by charity to care for those dying from a plague by which he himself then met death. So Saint Simon was born in the year 1437 in Lipnica, that's a town in southern Poland. And at that time, Saint Bernardine of Siena, another great Franciscan preacher, was still alive. He would die in 1444, so that was when Saint Simon was only 7 years old. But when Saint Simon was about 17 years old, Saint John Capistran, another famous Franciscan preacher, showed up at his town and preached to the people. And so it was the example, seeing Saint John Capistran, hearing his words, that inspired young Simon to enter the Order of Friars Minor. To do what? To do nothing other than imitate the example he just saw in St. John Capistran, what he had heard about St. Bernardine of Siena. That's exactly what he did. He became a great preacher, devoted to the holy name of Jesus, spreading that devotion, converting so many people, being inspired with love for God, going and visiting the Holy Land, wanting to become a martyr, not receiving that gift, but instead was somewhat of a martyr of charity, right? When he, out of charity, cared for all of these people who were dying from the plague, risking his own life. And in fact, that's what he ended up dying from, was from that plague on July 18th, 1482 in Krakow, Poland, when he was only 45 years old. And so this is why we should be very familiar with the saints. Read their lives, read their writings, spend time with saintly people, right? Because the saints, they are filled with God and filled with the love of God and tend to fill others with the same thing. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.